This is Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, the Kansas City Chiefs at 8-5 will head to New England to take on the Patriots this weekend. They have lost four of their last six. Let's go to the Progressive Guest Line. Round out your protection with life, phone, pet, health insurance. Our good friend Alex Gold, 610 WCSP's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cody and Gold joins us on SportsMap Radio. How are you, Alex?
What's going on, man? I'm good. I'm feeling good. And certainly after last night, as I was talking with Ron a little bit, that's one Chiefs fans enjoyed a little bit, just seeing the Chargers just embarrass themselves on national television.
Yes, very much so. We were going to get your thoughts on that game. So I wanted to make, you know, so I'm glad you opened up with that. Your thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. This is an action that we don't normally see, a frustration that we don't normally see. I mean, he really went off and had an explosion. He calmed down a little bit, as most do. But was there a larger picture to why he was frustrated rather than the call?
Yeah, absolutely. I know the focus has been so much on the offsides call on Kadarius Toney, which was the correct call, and that was the comment that they kind of directed everything towards, the call they directed everything towards. But no, this is the frustration of an entire season in which you've had an offense that leads the league in drops, in which you've had an offensive line that has a right tackle that leads the league in penalties. And, you know, this is a team that's not normally sitting here with five losses on December the 15th. And so I think it's a culmination of, yeah, some bad calls, no doubt, including against the Packers the week prior when there was that non-PI call on MVS. So it's a combination of things. And, you know, at some point, everybody reaches their point where they gotta you know, vent a little bit. And this was his way to do it. He's not going to call out teammates. His way of doing it was calling out refs. And I think it startled a lot of people because, yeah, we had never seen that before from Mahomes. And I think that's why there was such a strong reaction towards how Mahomes handled himself.
It's interesting because drop passes doesn't seem fixable. You have wide receivers, they just catch balls or they don't catch balls. But what is there anything that is fixable on this offense?
Yeah, I think the biggest is turnovers. But the thing is, I'll be honest, this is stuff we've been talking about the entire season here in Kansas City. Penalties and turnovers, the two most correctable things. I still think turnovers is the most correctable one just because you're still talking about Patrick Mahomes here, but also because even when the Chiefs were winning Super Bowls the last couple of seasons, they were one of the most penalized teams under Andy Reid. His teams are typically not very disciplined. They're just not. I mean, go back to his Philly days. They're usually teams where he lets players show their emotion and personality, which certainly works in a positive way, but they also are going to be penalized. It's just this year, when you're getting penalized at the rate they are, then you couple it with turnovers, you couple it with the drops and wide receivers as a whole that just have not been able to get open, that's going to be a formula for, you know, disaster, at least with the bar that the Chiefs have set up for themselves, which is an 8-5 record.
There was a series early in the season. There was a bunch of close games outside of the Bears game, but there was a bunch of these close games. And the narrative was, hey, look, Patrick Mahomes is winning on defense. Like, the defense is helping them win these games. How much of that was true? How much of that was just simplifying some of the non-explosive stuff the offense had been doing and what the defense had been allowing the Chiefs to win some games?
Well, there's no question that this team would not be 8-5 if it were not for this defense. I mean, this team would probably be a 6-1 football team right now, and it's reversed of what we normally would be discussing around this football team. Normally, I think in the middle of the season, if I was on with you guys the last couple of years, we'd say, okay, the offense is great, yeah, but is the defense good enough? Yeah. Are they going to hold them back? And now this year it's flipped. The defense is the best defense Mahomes has had in his career by far. They're legit. There's no doubt. They continue to shut down number one wide receivers. And now the question is this offense good enough? And despite all the things we've discussed about how bad they've been at moments offensively, they're still like the 11th best offense in football. So it's not like it's a horrific offense. It's just we're not used to seeing this. And that's why, you know, despite sitting here where they're 8-5 and need to win out to have any chance at a top two seed in the postseason, this offense in defense being good enough, like, they're going to be in every game still, and they have been in every game. It's just whether or not that one mistake, can they cut out that one mistake? And if they do, then they're probably going to find a way still to be in their sixth straight AFC title game.
We used to talk about this with the Patriots a lot, where we would take every season that the Patriots would have, and they'd have a little struggle here and there. We'd say, look, We're not going to compare them to all these other AFC teams, whether it's the Broncos or the Colts or the Steelers. We're just going to compare them to other Patriot teams in the past. Has Kansas City kind of crossed that Rubicon a little bit, where fans are saying, "Look, I don't know if we're I don't want to compare us to Baltimore now or Miami now. I want to be like it was 2 years ago or last year, the first year without Tyreek Hill."
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, in terms of in the reference of, in the scope, I should say, of dynasty discussion, that's what, you know, there's some people that already believe they're a dynasty. I don't think they are yet. I think they have to get to a Super Bowl again this year to be a dynasty and those true comparisons with the Patriots. But when you're looking at what it takes to win, yes, we've kind of gone through and found there's like two Patriot years where they did win the Super Bowl with their offense not being great,
Yeah. And
it was a great defensive year. So there's two, I can't remember the exact years off the top of my head, but there's 2 years I know that the Patriots won, and you could go look, and their offense was around where the Chiefs are, and their defense was dominant. And so that's what people are holding on to a little bit here. And when you mentioned the AFC, I mean, that's the thing that's interesting. You know, this isn't a year ago where Cincinnati was a juggernaut. You don't have that. And so while the Chiefs aren't the juggernaut either, nobody is in the AFC.
That's a great point.
Baltimore is the number one seed, and they got a tough final four games. And if they were to run the table, then I think I would view Baltimore a little differently. I personally believe they're at least losing one of their next four, just based off of the brutal schedule that Lamar Jackson and company have. But there's you know, the Dolphins, the Chiefs beat. They beat the Jaguars already. And so you look at the field. I mean, it is wide open in the AFC right now, and so There's not a feeling that, man, you know, there's no way you can get past blank team. I don't think anybody feels that way about any team right now.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. There really isn't an AFC sort of standard that, you know, Kansas City was in that club. But you're right. The way this AFC is structured, there really isn't a juggernaut to look up to. That being said, if they go on the road, this is something Patrick Mahomes hasn't done in the playoffs. I know they don't want to, but how have they been on the road?
Yeah, well, so Mahomes overall, in his career, actually, he's been a better road quarterback. He really has. Like, so it's interesting. Playoffs, we don't know what that looks like for Mahomes to be on the road in the postseason, and it looks like there's a decent chance that we're going to all see that for the first time. Although I will point to, what was it, the 2019-2020 season, I think it was, where the Chiefs were not the one seed. That was the Tennessee Titans. They had racked up a bunch of wins, and then they got bounced early, and the Chiefs still ended up hosting. So that's why it's important to be a two seed. But yeah, no, Mahomes, I mean, just in regular season games, Mahomes has performed extremely well on the road. How would they do in a playoff atmosphere? I'm not sure. I'll say this, though, the same way that people probably right now are talking about the Bills, which is, hey, if the Bills sneak in as a seventh seed, you don't want to play that team because they still got Josh Allen and company. I doubt any team, if you tell me it's the two or three seed Chiefs in a divisional round game and they're coming to your building, despite their issues, I don't think there's anybody that's thrilled having Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and the Chiefs defense coming in their building in January.
Alex Gold hosts Cody and Gold on 610 in Kansas City, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. Hey, I do want to pass along a message. I was at church the other day. I was talking to a guy. I was telling him what I did. We got to talking. He's from Kansas City. I told him I knew you. And he's like, oh, my God, Cody and Gold? Oh, wow, I listen to him every day. So I wanted to pass that along. I got a fan in Nashville, so I wanted to pass that along to you.
So, yeah, no, thanks for doing that. That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I felt a little important that I knew you. That was kind of cool. Like, it was kind of neat.
That's cool. No, that is neat, man. I appreciate you telling me that.
Alex, always good talking to you, my friend. And we will catch up with you soon because I know they'll be in the playoffs, and we'll do this again.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks.
You got it, buddy. Alex Gold, again, 610 KSPD. Cody and Gold, if you're looking for good Kansas City content, if you're trying to look to figure out this Chiefs team, they do a very good job on their four-hour show in Kansas City. But, I like what he kind of pointed out, sort of reminded everybody. Yeah, you know, right now, they've lost four of their last six. All right, and right now, these games that they lost, I mean, you can go to Denver and, oh, you got the flu. And then you go to Philadelphia. Oh, dropped pass. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Green Bay. Oh, they got hosed on a call. Buffalo. Oh, they got hosed on a call. But they are in these close games. And really, to be honest with you, he's right. There really isn't anybody in the AFC that is head and shoulders above everybody else. There could have been. If imagine an AFC where Joe Burrow didn't get hurt. Imagine all of the other teams doing exactly what they're doing right now, and Joe Burrow is healthy, and that team is rolling. then they may have separated themselves. The AFC North may look a little different than it does today. Baltimore would still be around, of course, but you would probably lean towards Joe Burrow. But that's not the case. And Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they've got a very tough schedule to close out the season. The Dolphins, it's interesting. We love the Dolphins and we love what they're doing, but even Ron and I haven't put them amongst the top three in the top five, bottom five. And this was an AFC that was supposed to really have a year like no other. And it's just funny how the football gods just work this way. Where they go, oh yeah, you thought that there would be six or seven elite quarterbacks all playing elite level in December. Yeah, good luck with that next time you want to try to go with that. Because we've got Patrick Mahomes struggling, Joe Burrow's hurt, Justin Herbert's out for the rest of the season, Aaron Rodgers hasn't played since the first four plays of week one. You could go through the list. Josh Allen is starting to come around, but the Bills still looking to fight their way into the wild card picture. Yeah, all of these elite quarterbacks have not had the kind of season, maybe except for Lamar Jackson, that we anticipate. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call.